joke you've ever told, and it was off air. Great. Best joke he's ever told, and all of you missed it. It's just for me and the personal show that I get from Belly during the breaks, and that was the best you've ever done. Wow.
Oh, tell man, I got the best jokes.
God, that was good. Welcome back, folks. In the social media lounge.
Kim is the truth.
Kim is the truth. Do you think David Blaine...
Kim for president.
Who's for president?
She's not old enough yet. She's got to be 35.
Oh, well, I can be
when
president.
When she turned 35?
This year, I can be president.
Looch for president.
Running on the platform of Smoke Shows Only.
I can be vice president. We're going to make... We'll make
No, I don't want you running Looch. In my office.
Looch belly bumper stickers 2020.
Belly wrap Looch dogs. Gross. All right, so moving forward, Belly has found a new way for people to get laid at the bar. It is unbelievable. There is a, I don't know if you guys noticed, but at the Caps game where they won the Stanley Cup, when they were right, you know, after, a lot of you probably don't watch hockey. That's fine. I typically don't unless the Caps are winning the Stanley Cup. And then I'm like, oh my God, rock the red. But Belly is like a diehard with Kim. They watch like every game. They talk about it. They're awesome. They are DC sports fans. I like the Redskins. That's where I'm at. When they won the Stanley Cup as the Capitals, you know how everybody gets a chance. Each player gets a chance to like skate around the rink, hoisting the trophy above their head. And while Alex Ovechkin was doing so,
that was as the whole team was doing so.
As the whole team was doing so. Thank you. Very nice correction there. In the background of the players, up against the glass, pressing her very nice, firm breasticles, was a young woman, probably of the age of, 24. Sorry, everyone. Super smoke show. And just pressing her boobs up against the glass. Now, this is not a man telling her to do that. This is a woman making a choice, and I'm appreciating it. But that woman works at a bar, apparently.
I don't think she works there anymore.
Right down the street. Now, we're not going to say the name of the bar, but Belly went there and found a way that if she was still there, he could do this and get her number immediately.
When you walk into a bar, what do you expect to see?
A couple people, you know, hanging out. Maybe sometimes there's like a bar game, like they have like water beer pong, maybe around
they had
poker.
They had poker going on at the bar I was at.
There you go.
So I walk into the main area of the bar. The bar is at the back of the restaurant, and the area is in the middle where tables are set up where you can sit at. High boys, as we call them. And what do I see in the middle of this sitting area? None other than a guy. Sitting there with a box on the table. But what's in the box?
What's in the box?
It's a guy with a magician. He's doing magic at the bar. What? Oh. So, he's doing magic at the bar. Why would anyone want to do magic at the bar? What is the purpose? What is the
immediately
goals?
My first thought was he look? Did he make it look cool? Did he make it look lame?
So he had
two ways to take this, dude.
So he had the geeky look about him. He has glasses on. He has a oversized sport coat on.
Is he wearing a tux T-shirt?
No, he's not. But he's wearing like a slightly collared shirt.
What color hair?
With a sport coat over it and like slacks. I don't know. Color hair doesn't matter.
Hat?
No hat.
I need a visual. No
hat. There's no way. Don't do yourself a favor. If you want to talk to people, don't wear a hat in a bar.
Excuse me.
You're covering your eyes and your face.
You know they won't let me wear hats on stand-up? Like if you
can't wear hats.
You go on stage like no hats.
No hats. You shadow your face. There's a very exact reason you're not supposed to wear hats on stage. You shouldn't do it in bars. It's just hats aren't cool, guys.
Hat ain't where it's at. Now, the first thing I was trying to say is, dude, if you have any kind of charm about you as a magician in a bar, you're getting laid.
Yes.
You are getting those phone numbers.
I'm observing from far away. I'm not interested in his magic at all.
Even if he's not attractive, if he's not a smoke show.
Yeah.
He can become one
yep.
by his level of creating mystery.
And not only that, like, when you blow the mind, like when he's doing something that, like, obviously, listen, he was killing it. I saw him doing
the
tricks.
He was good. So he wasn't just doing like a random card
trick.
And
he's obviously coming in just kind of practice for like bigger shows and bigger things he does and street performances, I think. But he's just going in and it's obvious, like, everyone sees him in the bar. People are thinking about like what he's going to do, like seeing like, why is he here? Asking all these questions. Those questions will come up eventually because someone will go over and be like, what you got here?
What are you doing? Especially people who've been drinking.
You got magic? What's up?
Oh, yeah. And if he can get one table to go, whoa, why'd you do that, man? Yeah. Now you got the whole bar. Including bartender up against the glass.
And he did that. And we asked the bartender, like, so how often is this guy? I got to know more. How often is this guy coming
in? P.S. If you want to see that clip, just Google it. You can YouTube that clip. She's all over the internet. And I mean, now it's her choice. I'm not trying to put it out there.
But to perform magic, you have to exude confidence. You have to be confident. Absolutely. I can't imagine you fumbling around on tricks if you.
Oh, I can. I mean, the worst. You've seen terrible magicians. I've seen it.
It's like, oh, is your card.
I do these birthday parties. Even if they get it right, if there's no showmanship in it, you're so lame. You just memorized a trick. Anybody can get up to a stage, memorize a joke, go tell it, and you're still not a stand-up comedian. Yeah. That's not the same thing. You have to own the stage.
You have to keep the audience engaged.
Yeah, dude. There's showmanship to both of these.
And
things.
He was doing that. And
that's
he was
impressive.
Exuding confidence. And
even if you look as ridiculous as you want, you could draw a cartoon character. It doesn't matter. If that person goes up to a random group of people with confidence and blows their mind, he's getting a phone number.
It's the same in a karaoke setting. If you up on stage and absolutely dominate and kill it, you're going to get a number that night.
In fact, aren't you even more intrigued by the guy who shouldn't be confident, who looks like he should have zero confidence in the world and gets up on a stage and just owns the room?
Yeah.
Don't you love that guy or girl?
That guy goes from a 5 to a 10.
Immediate dime.
Immediate
dime piece. Now, I will say the person that I had discussions with Smoke Show about had also not, they were like, what does that mean? And I said, dime. It's like a dime. It's like calling a girl a dime. What do you mean a dime? What's that mean?
Ten.
A dime piece. A perfect 10. They had never heard that before.
They're living a sheltered life.
I don't know. I guess I said, well, ask any of your guy friends. I'm pretty sure that they will probably say, yeah, a dime piece, a 10, a perfect 10, a 10 out of 10. Rating scales have been around forever. We have our own out of 30.
Hot or not?
Yeah, hotornot.com. It's how Facebook started, if you want to get into that. Kind of.
MySpace. Phone's bleeping.
No. Facebook all started because Mark Zuckerberg was really pissed off about a girl who broke up with him, and he started a face mash, basically.
Yeah.
They would put two people on the campus next to each other, and then you'd have to decide which one was hotter. I find that offensive. Hotornot.com, I find that offensive.
Hotornot.com is offensive for sure.
I totally agree. And because I think
we used to make profiles for our friends as jokes.
And that's what I'm saying. You don't want to point out if somebody is ugly to you. I think that goes over with the whole, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all. But if you are literally just trying to compliment someone, I don't want to lose that ability to do that. Magician at a bar, is that person getting a phone number? Ladies and gentlemen in the social media lounge, what would you think? If there was a guy in the bar or a girl who's killing it, would that bother you? Because, I mean, this is during poker. Like, people are trying to, like, focus.
So, yeah,
bluff.
But he's not near the poker tables. He's in the common area where everyone's just chilling, hanging out.
Oh, and people see what I'm curious about is the bar okay with this? Because you got to imagine that's a very fine line of maybe annoying their customers.
Exactly. I asked the server that, and he says, like, no, he comes in. He doesn't overly intrude on anyone. He always lets people approach him about performing. He doesn't just walk up and just do it for people. And he, if he gets a few numbers and gets himself laid a few times, doing it, Meg, more power to him.
Do you think I think David Blaine is the type of magician that would get a bunch of phone numbers.
He's been laid 1,000 times.
Yeah, 1,000 times for magic.
Or he's married and has one beautiful wife who hopefully he cares for.
Maybe that's how
greatly.
He got her.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how he traded up.
Some people, maybe he uses the magic in the bedroom. He's like, oh, I got the condom right here. Pulls it right behind her ear. From behind her ear.
And poof, just like that, it's gone.
And
that's awesome.
That's so funny.
That is pretty good. Yep. Yeah, I think that would be a great way to do it. I think, what other tricks would work in a bar? Like maybe if you were a caricature artist and you were just like sitting there drawing caricatures of people, that could work.
See, but that's creepy.
No, do you know? Obviously, you can't just sit there like looking at people. You have to have a station set up, and then somebody comes over.
So I had a convention in the hotel that was for artists, and there was this thing happening in the bar where there was a smoke show sitting at the bar. Beautiful woman. Yeah, beautiful woman. She was absolutely just one of those women that just really catches your attention right away.
Sure.
But you could also see, I saw like one guy. He was just like, he was locked in.
Right.
Locked in. But then as I can see it, I can see he's drawing her. And this is a
like from his table?
The artist group is a group that specifically focuses on portraits.
Okay, but is he sitting at a table?
He's sitting at a table, and she's just a patron.
She's just somebody at a bar who's attractive in his eyes.
Well, he just finds her beautiful enough to where he wants to draw her, and I'm sure that mentality comes across greatly with them.
There needs to be a moment where that person thinks to himself, "Hey, how do I look to the public?" Because right now the answer is like a motherfucking creeper.
Yeah, exactly. Staring and drawing.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And bad news.
Now, his mentality is he is a portrait drawer. He makes his money drawing
portraits
of people.
That's great. I interview for a living. I don't go up to every woman I find attractive and start putting them on the show.
Yes, I know. But
right?
Exactly. But
I tell jokes for a living. I'm not trying to go tell jokes to anybody I find attractive without them asking me for it.
Yeah.
What was this guy thinking? Did he bring it up to
her? He wasn't, Looch. That's the thing. He wasn't thinking.
Did he bring her the picture?
No, I don't think so. I think she left before he finished.
So he just sat there as a passing time. Instead of doing Sudoku, he chose a random woman at the bar to draw. How do we feel about that?
That's weird.
He never told her.
Yeah, drawing can be weird.
He never told her.
You got to focus.
Well, because to me, that's like borderline, like if you just take a picture of somebody and then don't tell them and then you take it home to look at later, a little creepy.
That's 100%, not a little. 100% creepy.
That's creepy, right? That's for sure. Absolutely. So isn't that in the same realm? Isn't that what he's doing? He's kind of like drawing a picture for himself. Nobody else.
What you're
else?
Talking about is just having someone like kind of, he's just in there sitting in a corner and if anyone approaches him about it.
I'm talking about somebody setting up with an easel and sitting in the corner and having a sign that says free caricatures. And anybody that comes up to them, you go ahead and draw them something. I would love that as a patron in a bar. I love when I do weddings and there's a caricature artist there. I think it's awesome. What a touch. Such a cool thing to have couples come up and be able to have them draw the couples. And what do you got from the social media lounge popping off as always?
David Blaine could take me home and I'm 100% heterosexual.
Yeah, see, I know. I'm telling you, dude gets laid because of the mystery. If I just showed you a picture of David Blaine, would you really find that attractive?
Probably not, no.
Can you just pull up a picture of David Blaine? Let's do some production work and just hang out with the people real quick. What's the name of the guy from Taken that I said? Liam Neeson, right? If I can find that. Oh, this. Yes. Oh, my God. I found it. Here, you guys. Here you go.
About it and a lot of.
This is Liam Neeson. This is on YouTube. It's nothing that I'm taking. It is from M_White5055 on YouTube. This has only 18,500 views. Before we do that, let's show the people David Blaine in the middle of the Santa Monica newsroom, apparently. Oh, no, that's not on the air. You're good. Sorry. Transition it. Show up. Look, this is David Blaine. Now, I wouldn't give him smoke show status.
I
don't know.
No, he's not a smoke show.
I don't know if I give
him
smoke show status.
But Magic, I'm sure, gets him up to a 10.
Oh, Magic gives him a 10. Can you zoom that? Is there a zoom in there? There isn't, is there? No.
I'll find another one.
No, that's fine. I just, you know, he's a normal-looking dude. He's got a full head of hair. Good on him. I'll give him that. All right, so this is actually Liam Neeson talking about the gap between women and men in Hollywood.
Discussion about it and a lot of healthy and necessary discussion about it, because the disparity sometimes is disgraceful.
How do you think we can move past that?
We're starting, and it has to start, you know, and it's starting with these extraordinary actresses and brave ladies, and we as men have got to be part of it, you know. We started it, so we have to be part of the solution.
Sounds good so far, right? I mean, we started it, so we have to be part of the solution. You think he's got a good head on his shoulders.
So would you take a pay cut to kind of equal things out?
No. Pay cut? No. That's going too far. No, there has to be parity. There just has to be.
So they just got to get paid more. I'm not taking less, but they got to get paid more.
What? I mean, it's just...
That's not going to work because the studio only has so much money.
Pay cut? No. That's going
to just kills me. Like, what? That is not where we're coming from. I don't want to be lumped in with that. That is a complete lack of any kind of self-awareness.
If you are a small-time leading man in Hollywood, I have some advice for you. Get on this train right now. Because all you have to do is be a fairly good actor and then tell a studio they can spend... If you get a top Hollywood actress and then pay me the exact same as her or a little bit less...
Be a pioneer. It'll help your career too. Everybody will look at you and say, "Wow, thank you."
Any leading role you got, and I want this leading actress to be great and paid more than me. Absolutely. If you're a small time leading man, get behind this 100%, and you will be the leading man in movies down the road. And yeah, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll make just as much as the
you'll stay employed. You'll help society. By the way, you'll help further
equaled out
from women. So you know what? Actually, I'll close this out.
The Actors Screen Actors Guild, get on it.
Here's an idea that I had while this person brought this up in my attention. I took it to heart, and I spent a good 24 hours at least, you know, just thinking about it, sitting there thinking, man, you know, maybe I would speak a little differently on the air if I had a daughter. You know, maybe is there any way that the way I'm looking at this isn't right? Could I be wrong?
Can your mind be changed?
Of course my mind can be changed. And that's why I want people to realize, like, we are here to grow and learn with you. We're not perfect. However, how can you help men?
We're a perfect 10, that's for sure.
Well, that's clear. How can you help men see what it's like to live as a woman in a man's world? And I started thinking about, like, an idea for a show. Like, what if there was a show created or a movie where, you know, like Handmaid's Tale? Mm-hmm. That show's huge right now. And that whole premise, I'm not going to know spoilers, but that whole premise is most women are no longer able to bear children. So the few that are kind of like rounded up and then like used as like just child bearers. Like rich people can just, that's your maiden. Mm-hmm. And it's terrible. What if we lived in a world, Belly, where like, I was trying to think of a situation where men had to cater to women. And it was like where we figured out how to artificially create sperm and men were no longer needed in the process. And people joke all the time that 90% of women are somewhat bi, at least, that women just started dating each other.
No, women are just more open sexually.
Artificially inseminating each other, not needing the male sperm anymore. And then all of a sudden men are living in a woman's world where it's like, listen, if you want things, you're going to have to do things our way. I was trying to think of a script that would flip the script for men and try to get them to realize what it would be like to live in a world where the rules were created.
I don't think we're that far away from that.
2,000 years ago by somebody from the opposite sex who doesn't get where you're coming from. And you're right, we're not that far away.
We're not that far away. I'm sure that they could already... Yep, we're screwed.
Not screwed, heading towards ideally equality. I just hope that it doesn't turn and completely flip where all of a sudden... Now it's women in charge, and then men are just shat on. We got a lot of learning to do as a society, and the only way we're going to do it is if we're open to listening when people are offended. So thank you. I wanted to take today and say thank you to whoever it is that reached out to us.
Teach, don't scold.
Teach, don't scold. And that's exactly what that person did, and that's why I took it to heart, and I really thought about it a lot. So thank you guys for joining us today. God, it feels good to be back in studio. We'll hang out with you guys, of course, next week for The Voice of One Wheel on Tuesday. Then we've got Looch Dog in the Morning Wednesday and Friday. Where the hell is Potts with my surprise? You know he slept through that alarm. You know he did.
Or he tried to call the Looch Dog line and it wasn't available.
Probably did. Get us out of here, Belly. We got to go.
See you guys. Have a good day. It's Friday. Get out there. Have some fun. And, of course, don't forget to join us on Tuesday for The Voice of One Wheel next week. And also, subscribe and like our channel. We love you.
Comment below if you feel like it. We would always appreciate that. That does it for us, for everybody here at TTR Studios and all across the land. Have a great Friday. It's Looch Dog in the Morning from
TTR Studios.